as climate change intensifies hurricanes along the coasts, it also brings extreme rainfall to inland communities. A journalism project called the Mississippi River Basin Agriculture and Water Desk has found that annual rainfall is increasing in parts of the basin. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco and Eva Tesfaye report on how communities are responding.
Freeport, Illinois is a Rust Belt town west of Chicago, and this past summer, the Pecatonica River flooded the city. It's something Lori Thomas and her mother have almost grown accustomed to. Their house has flooded at least 15 times in the past 20 years. But for them, moving is not an option.
People have always lived over here, and there's always been the Pecatonica, but lately the floods have been worse, but they've been worse everywhere else too. That's not a reason to kick people out of their homes.
Last year, the city of Freeport, with over $3 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, launched a program to buy and remove homes along the river and return the land to floodplains. City officials say that the average home on the east side is valued at around $15,000. Homeowners can be offered up to an additional $31,000. Thomas says that's just not enough money for her mother to pick up and start over elsewhere. She and some neighbors would rather take their chances with the river.
The lady over there is in a wheelchair. She's been there all her life. These are older people. Where the hell are they going?
It's not just Freeport. Our reporters found that parts of the Mississippi River Basin receive up to 8 more inches of rain a year than they did 5 decades ago. It's causing economic strain, hurting quality of life, and forcing people to make hard decisions about whether to stay or leave. Laura Lightbody is with the Pew Charitable Trust's Flood Prepared Communities Initiative. She says development can't keep happening in floodplains.
The old way isn't working for today's population. And so that has resulted in rethinking the engineering solution versus a new look at the role that nature can play.
Buyout or not, restoring floodplains will mean totally transforming river communities like Freeport. But for these efforts to succeed, they'll need support and substantial resources. Otherwise, families like Thomas's will continue to opt out altogether.
I'm Eva Tesfaye, one state over in Atchison County, Missouri. Reagan Griffin makes his way through the tall grasses of what used to be farmland along the Missouri River, another tributary of the Mississippi. He's a corn and soy farmer and is on the local levee board. He stops at a pond and points out what's left of an old levee on the other side of it.
That, I'm pretty sure, was the crest of the levee. I think it ran right through here. And then this was a hole that got eaten out through it.
During the flood of 2019, water rushed through that hole, drowning the crops. 3 years later, the water is still there. It turned into a pond that's now surrounded by grassland. That's because after the area was devastated by 3 major floods in the span of 30 years, the small farming community decided that something needed to change.
It seems like we're getting more extreme examples of flooding, more extreme issues with water, so we need to start looking at this differently.
So the Atchison County Levee Board proposed a setback. With the help of the Army Corps of Engineers and other organizations and agencies, the levee was moved, making room for the river to flood. Communities throughout the basin are coming up with creative ideas like this to address flooding, and federal officials are starting to notice the need across the country.
You're talking tens or hundreds of billions of dollars to mitigate the effects of climate change, sea level rise, aging infrastructures.
Eric Letvin is the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Deputy Assistant Administrator for Mitigation. In 2020, the agency launched a program geared towards funding large, locally led projects that fortify areas before disasters strike. So far, inland Mississippi River communities have received less money from this program than coastal ones. Letvin says that's in part because they don't have the staff or resources to apply for the funds. But Pew's Lightbody says communities need to come up with local solutions as well. As she sees it, the federal government just doesn't have enough money.
They don't have the resources to fully rebuild communities time and time again.
It's not clear how river communities will look a century from now, but most experts agree change is necessary to create a better and safer future. And the time to act is now, instead of waiting for the next flood. For NPR News, I'm Eva Tesfaye in Atchison County, Missouri.
And I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco in Freeport, Illinois.
The story came to us from the Mississippi River Basin Agricultural and Water Desk, an environmental reporting collaborative.